Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry today. Jerry, I believe, will be back tomorrow. Okay, the fact of the matter is now, regardless of whether we like what Ted said, we don't like what Ted said, we like what it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. Donald Trump is the nominee. He is the guy that we Republicans have put up there on the stage, and he is the front runner. So, here's my attitude about Donald Trump. There's a lot of things about him. To be honest with you, there's a lot of things about what he is likely to do in the White House that I like, and we're going to get to some of that here in just a minute. And there's some aspects that I don't like. There are some things about Donald Trump that give me a pause for concern, and I think he gives a lot of Americans some pause for concern. But it doesn't matter anymore. He is the nominee. And unless you feel that Hillary Clinton will be a better president, then he's the guy. May not like it. May not be it may not be the tastiest choice, but he's the guy. So, come out and talk about what it is about him that's positive, that you like. And I'm talking to the other political pundits that are out there and the people at the convention and all the other people that are out there that said, hey, never Trump, never Hillary, and I don't like it. The debate is over. Okay? Our job as citizens of our country is to help Trump be the best president that he can be, should he get into office. I personally think he's going to do it. My feeling is Trump is going to do it. It may not be a huge victory, but I think Trump is going to take it. So our job is to make sure that he does what is right for the country. These issues that we agree with him on, support him. Let him know you support him. Those issues that you don't agree with him on, same thing. Let him know. Let your representatives know what you like, what you don't like. Be involved. Keep the pressure on. A lot of people think, well, my voice doesn't matter. Your voice all alone in the wilderness? Yeah, nope. But your voice combined with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of other voices, yes, it does matter. It truly does matter. All right, so let me talk about some of the things that I think Trump will do well at when he takes the office. Right now, it is my opinion, and it is the opinion of many military experts, that our enemies around the globe are emboldened by the weak stance on our security that our current administration is taking. Our president, President Obama, has taken a stance that I believe he feels is humanitarian, that he feels is diplomatic, and much more civilized in confrontation and dealing with the threats of our nation. Good for him. And that is fine when you're the new kid on the block and you've got an original idea and you want to try it. That's fine. But if you would actually look at history and realize that some of the things and some of the attitudes and tracks that he's taken are roads to failure, then maybe actually learn from others would be a good idea. The key point is it is imperative that if you're going to take a diplomatic approach to the resolution of a national issue, that you have a position of strength. That means your enemy knows that you're coming to the table and are willing to talk and discuss issues, because if it came down to a fight, you'd kick their butt and destroy them. That's how you get them to be honest and willing to negotiate and work together to resolve a problem. If your enemy thinks that you're weak, then what they will do is say, oh yeah, anything you want, yes, yes, yes. There'll be lots of talking, lots of smiling, lots of handshaking. And as soon as you leave the negotiation table, they will stab you in the back, because they know in their heart that you're not strong enough to fight back. You're not willing to. So in that aspect, I think other world leaders will stop for a second. Rational world leaders will stop for a second and go, okay, we've got a guy running the United States right now that doesn't walk away from a fight. If anything else, he's a bully. He's the kind of guy that might even start a fight if he thinks he'll win and come out on top. If he really thinks that it would be to his advantage, even if it's just an ego boost and to promote where he is in his status in the country, he's likely to pick a fight. And look at the training his army has. He's the kind of guy that would actually let his army, his military, off the chain and say, hunt down the enemy, find the enemy, shoot and kill them first before they have a chance to even see you coming. I believe rational world leaders will stop and think, this guy is actually dangerous, because not only is he capable of doing what he says, but I think he's just nuts enough to actually do it. I like that idea. Listen to me. I don't like the idea of us possibly getting into a war, a bigger war. But I do like the idea of 10 hat disc dictators and morons that are out there stopping and realizing, maybe we shouldn't poke America in the eye right now. That may not be a good idea. I like that. I also like the idea that he will probably turn to his military advisors and say, enough is enough. I want us out of Afghanistan. I want us out of Syria. I want us out of the Middle East conflicts. So here's what I want you to do. Find ISIS. Kill ISIS. Find al-Qaeda. Kill al-Qaeda. Find the Taliban. Kill the Taliban, which pretty much already done. But you know what I'm saying? Let loose the dogs of war. Let them do their job. I think Trump is going to do it. Pro-Qaeda jihadis have issued a series of directives ahead of next month's Olympics, urging their followers to carry out so-called lone wolf attacks on the Rio Games. This is being published by a website called The Foreign Desk. It is a list published on social media where jihadis are advised to target Americans, British, French, and Israeli athletes with the notion that, quote, one small knife attack against the Americans or the Israelis in these places will have a bigger media effect than any other attack anywhere else. Your chance to take part in global jihad is here, they say. Your chance to be a martyr is here. From amongst the worst enemies, the most famous enemies for general Muslims is to attack Israelis, they say. As general Muslims agree to it, and it causes more popularity for the Mujahideen among the Muslims. That is a really gutsy statement. To announce not only where we want to attack, who we want to attack, and when. When? Why do they feel so emboldened? Because, as of right now, whenever they make these statements, do we send some people to them and destroy them? No. No. So why shouldn't they be so bold? Why shouldn't they take these attacks? Why shouldn't they drive a truck into a crowd? Why shouldn't they shoot up a nightclub? Why shouldn't they blow up a market or an airport or a train station? Why shouldn't they? Who is taking the lead of being as vicious to them as they are to us? Nope. Not our government. When we come back, got a message. Somebody wants to know about why I don't talk about Gary Johnson, the libertarian. Great question. And we will address that when we come back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for the Jerry Bader program. What about Gary Johnson? Why aren't I talking about Gary Johnson? Well, I'll tell you why when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.